The Sports Line does not encourage betting on children's sports, but if you choose to do so, please do so responsibly. You've been waiting all week.
That's what we work all week for, to come out here, let our head out, and just play football.
And the time has finally come. It's time to break down children's football.
You have the opportunity today to rip their freaking head off and let them bleed.
As only the Sports Line can.
I say rip, you say head. Rip!
Head!
Rip!
Head!
So break out the juice boxes and orange wedges.
Now go get me a juice box.
Why don't you go to hell? No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
Get ready for some inside info from legendary high school football experts Dennis Carter and Dave Ross. Then prepare to call your guy. The numbers have been crunched. Every detail has been examined. Every team, coach, and player has been evaluated.
You have the opportunity to knock his ball out. Do you understand me? And if his head falls, it falls. Do you hear me?
Yabba dabba do. Yes, folks, it's time for Lane's Lines.
If that kid comes across, I want you to put it in his helmet. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
I don't care if you don't get up. Let's go.
Only on the Sports Line.
Oh, boy. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 big games that we've got coming up tonight and tomorrow. Here on Lane's Lines, of course, Dennis Carter, the great sports director at WSET, joins us once again. Hi, Dennis.
Hello, Rich.
Dave Ross, the legendary voice of the children, as he's been called. Also weighing in. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how are you? Nice to talk to you, sir.
Pleasure's all ours, Dave. Thank you.
We're better now that we're speaking with you, Dave.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
and back with us once again for a second week, Milton West. Congratulations, Milton.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, record so far. Dennis with a 2-game lead over Dave Ross. Dennis 26-19. Dave just 24-21. Still making money, but Lane's Lions a much more respectable showing this year.
Well, it's not hard to improve after last year.
And then there's me.
Yes, Rich, he's in bankrolling the operation, apparently.
13-32 on the year.
Cha-ching! Where would we be without you?
I've done an excellent job helping local teams the last couple weeks, picking for them.
Rich, would you like a free night at our casino here? Based on our budget, it's probably going to be the Travel Lodge.
What's that, Dennis?
Did you have an okay week last week, though?
I did. I think I won 3 games last week.
I thought so.
Not too shabby.
You're on the rise.
Beat Dave, I'll tell you that.
Season with a bang.
Beat Dave Ross last week. All right, so we have 6 games. Am I right, Ed?
Yes, sir.
6 games, and whenever you're ready, Ed, the floor is all yours.
Well, we're going to start with Dave, then Milton, then Dennis, and then Rich, and we're going to do a game that may not seem like it has much implications locally, but it's Pulaski at Blacksburg, and that's because the winner of this game is going to take on the winner of our feature game on our Virginia Talk Radio Network tomorrow, JF at EC Glass. So, Pulaski is at Blacksburg. Tight meeting in Pulaski earlier this year. Now it's in Blacksburg, who is a 10-point home favorite. Dave, your pick.
Yes, the Pulaski, when they played them earlier, like you say, played them tough. And they're not a bad ball club, but it's hard to go against Blacksburg right now, the way they're playing. So, even though that's right on the edge there, I think I'll still go with the Bruins.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
Thank you. Obviously, if Blacksburg wins, they'll be hosting next week.
Correct.
If Pulaski wins, did I say that right? Is it Pulaski?
Pulaski.
Okay. Thank you. If they win, would JF or Glass be home?
JF would go to Pulaski. Glass would host Pulaski.
Okay. So Pulaski winning would be better for the Lynchburg teams.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Yes.
Is it my pick?
No, not yet. No. Wait your turn, Rich.
Sorry.
Come on. Patience over there.
It's my turn.
It is your turn, Milton. Go ahead.
Sorry, Milton.
That's okay. I think I'm going to roll with Blacksburg on this one. They just, you know, undefeated at home. You know, I think they'll just get more than 10, have more than a 10-point win.
Dennis.
You know, I think I'm going to go with the experts here. Dave made some good points in his assessment of the game. Blacksburg is playing really, really well. I like the Pulaski team, and they gave them fits the first time, but I think Blacksburg is having a incredible season. I think they're going to continue to roll. I like the Bruins.
Negative Rich will probably say they're showing no respect for Pulaski as a 10-point underdog on the road, but the positive people, in other words, not Rich, would say that it's just how good Blacksburg is.
Well, what I was going to say, Ed, was first I was going to apologize to our panel of experts here, but I plan on using my powers for good rather than evil. So
you're so kind, Rich.
The kiss of death, if Pulaski winning benefits the Lynchburg teams, then I am going to pick Blacksburg and stick the kiss of death on them.
Sorry, other guys. Another loss coming your way.
Yep.
Thanks, Rich.
Whammy!
Yes, we will get to that feature game. The winner of Pulaski-Blacksburg taking on the winner of JFEC Glass. The JFEC Glass pick will be our last one on this Lanes Lines. We're going to shift over, though, to AA football next. A game you can hear on our sister station, 106.3. That is the Gretna Hawks at Radford. And Radford, of course, the home of former Virginia Tech star Pearson Prelew's son, who plays for Radford. They are an 11.5-point home favorite. Dave.
Boy, this is another tough one. I mean, Gretna's good. Radford, though, you know, they've handed Glenver a loss. And if they're at home, I'm going to go, I think, with the Bobcats.
Milton.
I'm also going to go with Radford. The win over Glenver, also a good team. I think Gretna will keep it close at the beginning, but this will fall behind in the second half. So I'm going to go Radford and with the point.
Mr. Carter, Gretna, 11.5-point road underdog at Radford.
I think that's a lot of points, guys. The first game was decided by 1 point. I know it was at Gretna, but Radford won like 7-6. I think this is going to be another close game, good battle. I'll take the Hawks and the points.
See, I'm with Dennis as well. I think this line's a little high, but using my powers for good, I shall pick Radford.
Rich is just, he's turned over a new leaf.
New leaf!
This is so awesome.
New leaf for the holidays.
Appomattox at Glenver. Glenver's at home, but let's not be kidding ourselves. Appomattox is your 3-time defending state champions, and they've won at Glenver in the past. That's why, in spite of what people may snicker at, Appomattox is a 7-point road favorite at Glenver. We're going to switch it up this time. Dennis, you get to go first, then Milton, Dave, and Rich.
Wow, 7 points. Appomattox is the favorite, a road favorite by 7 at Glenver. Glenver's having a great year, and while I think Appomattox may find a way to pull out a win in this one, I kind of like Glenver at home with 7 points. So let me go with the Highlanders in this one. I'll take Glenver in the points.
Dennis calling the bluff on what he thinks are some fishy lines here. Milton.
very evenly matched game, I believe.
Point spread doesn't indicate that.
You know, 3-time state champion. I think it's going to go with the Appomattox is going to pull out the win by more than 7 points.
Ooh. We're going to get snarky Rich's comments in just a moment. But before that, we need a true expert to weigh in. That's going to be Dave Ross. Glenver at home. They're an underdog by 7 against visiting Appomattox, your 3-time defending AA state champs.
Now, understand this, that Glenver is playing at Salem Stadium, just so you know. It's not on their home field.
But yeah, but it's basically a home game for them.
But I'll tell you, they've done a great job this year, and it's going to be another nail-biter, but I think I'll go with Glenver to make it close.
Home dog, woof, woof. Power of good.
That had to come from you. You were already making fun of that line, Rich. Just ridiculous, but who cares? On to AAA football action. Brookville is at Heritage, who's a 14-point home favorite. We'll go back with Dennis to start things off.
Oh, Ed, I wish you would go somewhere else to start things off. This is a tough one. This is a tough one because Brookville, you know, wants some revenge for the first time these guys met. Heritage won by 21 last month. I think Brookville's been battling some injuries here lately. I think they're going to have some of those guys back for tonight. 14 points. Boy, that's a pretty good line. I got to give you credit there. Got to give you credit there, Ed. I tell you what, I will, since I've been taking teams and the points a lot so far, I'm going to go the other way. I'll take Heritage and give the points this time.
Boy, that's a tough decision from Dennis. Is it a little bit easier for you, Milton, in this game? Brookville, a 14-point road underdog at, we can use air quotes for that because it's not very far away, but at Heritage.
Yeah, it's pretty easy for me. I think Heritage has too many weapons. I'm going to go with Heritage to win by more than 14.
Dave.
I'm going to go with Heritage, too. I think they're peaking at the right time. They're playing very, very well, and I think I will go with the Pioneers.
Come on, Rich. What's the snide comment going to be?
Look, here's the deal, Ed. We all know Heritage is winning this game, right? But as far as the point spread goes and using my powers for good rather than evil,
yes,
I'm going to abstain from a pick here.
Wow. Rich values both local
abstinence teams.
Rich, I'm taking one for the community. But we'll just chalk it up as a loss because you're not going to pick a winner. But then again, who cares? You're so far in the hole.
I'm so far in the hole. What difference does it make?
It's like piling debt onto the national economy. What matters at this point?
What's another buck or two?
Yeah, exactly. All right, gentlemen. Another 3A contest. This is Liberty at Western Albemarle. Minutemen off the upset, but they're an underdog again, obviously. They're on the road. 13-point home favorite for Western Albemarle. Milton, we'll give you the honors of starting off this one.
And what an honor it is.
Oh, gosh, Rich.
Wow. Liberty's been playing well. They've got the capability to keep games close, but they also, you know, let a few games go. I'm going to go with Liberty with the points. I think they'll hang in tight with Western Albemarle, but Western Albemarle will win. So, Liberty.
Dave Ross, Liberty or Western Albemarle, who's the 13-point home favorite?
I like Milton's idea. I think the same thing. I think Liberty playing well right now, but it's tough. Western Albemarle is a tough place to play. They're always a very good football team around this time of the year, and so I think Liberty will make it close. But I think Western Albemarle will win. So I'll go with Liberty.
Dave or Dennis? Not Dave. Dave already went.
I'm going to go with the guys. I'm going with the local team here for us, which would be the Liberty Minutemen. I'm going to say that they're going to keep that game a lot closer than 13. And who knows, maybe even pull out the upset. But we're going to go with Chris Watts' bunch, the Liberty Minutemen.
This may be Rich's last pick because the next one is another abstain for good game coming up. Rich, are you going to use your powers to benefit the local area and pick Western Albemarle to cover that 13-point spread?
The kiss of death goes to Western Albemarle minus 13.
Well, I should have known it was coming. Well, since we have an... Wow, Rich literally gave a kiss. Oh, my goodness. All right, well, Rich, are we going to... Let me just ask you now. Jefferson Forest is at EC Glass. That line is already generating severe backlash. 17.5-point favorite. Rich says rightfully so. Well, then, what do you think is going to happen? Are you going to abstain for the good of the greater area?
Oh, I am going to abstain for the good of the greater area. I don't know. I'd love to see both of these teams advance. Clearly, that can't happen. I don't know who's going to wind up winning this game. I just know that line is ridiculous. 17.5. Can you believe it, Dennis?
That's a pretty high line. But, you know, the last time they played, it was a 29-point difference.
Yes, yes. Somebody's recognizing Lane's lines over here. We know it's never going to be Rich.
Who you got, Dennis?
Oh, I get to lead off again. Okay. You know what? I think it's going to be a lot closer than 29 this time around. I'm going to go with JF in the points in this one.
Milton.
I think that JF's going to come in with a chip on their shoulder due to the last game. So I'm going to go with JF and the points on this one as well.
Dave, you got JF or do you have EC Glass, who's a 17.5 point home favorite?
I'm going with JF as well. I think that they showed to go on the road, beat Salem as they did last week, and they're playing, you know, I think some pretty good football. That's a lot of points, and I think they'll cover that line.
I think I speak for everyone, Ed, when I say that line is insane.
Yes, it's appropriate. Well, we are gearing up for the holiday season.
We are.
Holy bleep! That must have been the reaction to that line.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Dennis, enjoy Blacksburg. Dave, we look forward to having you grace our airwaves with your dulcet tones tomorrow over at City Stadium. Thank you.
Well, it'll be an honor for me, I tell you that. Thank you.
Milton,
thanks,
good
guys.
Luck.
Dave, do a great job tomorrow, as you always.
I'll try. I can't live up to your expectations, but I'll try and do the best I can.
Oh, my goodness. All right, enough of the pats on the back, gentlemen.
Cut them off. We got to take a break. When we come back, the Sportsline historian and a little NFL talk as well with Gary Gramling. Stay tuned.